Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joining us on the line, Bankrate economic analyst Sarah Foster. We're taking a look at the job market right now and what it's like out there for people looking for jobs. Sarah, thanks for being on with us this morning. You know, for people trying to find a job, it feels a little tough, a far cry from what it was just a couple of years ago.
Thanks for having me, Brian and Susan, and good morning. You're right. I describe this really as a tale of two job markets. You know, if you're employed, you're still in a relatively good spot because the risk of losing a job is still, you know, historically low. The unemployment rate is still pretty low. But if you're someone who's looking for a job, you know, we crunched some numbers and we found that this is about as hard as it was to find a new job as it was in the aftermath of the Great Recession, which was, you know almost over a decade ago. So a completely different economy for those people who want to find something new.
We haven't had an unemployment report in a couple of months because of the shutdown. Will they make up those reports for the past couple of months, or do they just move on?
You're right. We're flying blind here. That's the best way to put it. You know, we're still looking for some details from the Bureau of Labor Statistics about what they plan to do moving forward. The September jobs report, of course, is coming out on Thursday. That'll hopefully help fill in some of the gaps. The timing of the shutdown was incredibly inconvenient because the agency had essentially finished the report, and then 2 days before it was supposed to be released, the government shut down. That October report, though, is really where the biggest question marks are. We don't really know how the agency is going to retroactively kind of compile and crunch those numbers. Some White House officials suggest that we might not get an unemployment rate. And we also looked at the unemployment rate in our study, and we found that had the labor force continued growing at the pace that it did last year, we might be seeing even higher joblessness. And of course, if we were to get an October report, a lot of economists expect that the unemployment rate has also edged higher.
Well, it's kind of crazy because at the same time, you're seeing the economy growing 3.8% last quarter, which is a pretty fast pace, but it's not translating to more jobs. And we're seeing these layoffs in major companies all across the country. Why is there a disconnect?
It's a jobless boom. We experienced kind of the antithesis of that in the aftermath of the Great Recession, where the economy was recovering, but no one was hiring. It's kind of the same thing, you know, an evil twin, so to speak. The economy in the most recent quarter that we have data available, which was the second quarter of this year, it boomed by the fastest pace in nearly two years. And if you were to look at, you know, historically what that strong job growth translates to, we would be expecting employers to add about 264,000 jobs a month. And instead, the economy added just 22,000 in the most recent month. It's the fact that companies are investing and expanding, you know, their intellectual property, you know, initiatives, but they're not hiring more people to their payrolls.
So as we get more data, could we be looking at a recession?
economists that we talk to say that the chances of a recession are a little more than 1 in 3, which is still elevated, but it's not as high as it was a couple of years ago when some economists thought that the odds of a recession were close to 65%. A lot of them say that this jobless boom, you know, where companies are investing in intellectual property, productivity-enhancing technologies, that could keep us out of a recession. But for the everyday person who's wishing that a booming economy could help elevate their finances and their career prospects, it's just kind of lost here. So our best advice for people is to just know that we're in this weird K-shaped economy where the upper echelons of the country are performing better, but everybody else seems to be feeling a little bit worse. So that means it's time to really just take matters into your own hands, make sure you have an emergency fund, and hopefully have the flexibility to wait to find something new, because we are seeing the job searches are just stretching on and very long.
The fear here is that we're going to start to see, you know, more companies do these layoffs, and we haven't seen it on a big scale just yet, although we're hearing more and more companies starting to fire workers. I mean, what could accelerate to that, to get us to that point? What could save us from getting to that point?
It's a difficult decision, you know, that a lot of companies are in right now. It's not just the AI boom that is causing them to, you know, think differently about payrolls. It's also widespread economic uncertainty. I talk with businesses for my research, and they tell me things like, I can plan for bad news. You know, I can plan for good news, of course, but when I don't know what's going to happen in the economy, I find it really hard to make decisions about the future. You know, it doesn't really help that we don't have pictures on what's happening in the job market, because a lot of companies use economic data to kind of inform their decisions and their outlook and forecasts. And right now, you know, we're approaching the end of the year when a lot of companies would be doing that. And I think the third thing, too, that can maybe help make or break is the Federal Reserve providing a little bit more cushion to the job market. You know, they've cut interest rates 2 times this year. Up in the air, though, about whether they cut a third time in December. And many officials are just saying they'd like to see a little bit more data before they make that final decision.
You know, when it comes to job seekers, Sarah, does it seem that some groups are being hit harder than others?
We find that in slowdowns, there's actually 2 groups who tend to feel the slowdown first. There's this saying in economic circles that you're the last one hired, first one fired. You know, these are younger workers who work entry-level positions that are the first ones cut when the economy takes a turn. And then there are Black workers who, you know, face racial discrimination, who face institutional and systemic barriers that often mean that they have an unemployment rate twice as high as that of white workers. We're seeing right now that these are the people who are feeling the slowdown the most. And in fact, with the unemployment rate this low, typically, we wouldn't be seeing these groups have as high of unemployment as they are right now. That third group, though, there's these bachelor's degree holders, and this has been kind of widely reported that these college graduates are facing a really tough time getting hired after, you know, entering the workforce and getting their degree. They're facing higher rates of unemployment, too, which could be attributed to all of the things we've been talking about, uncertainty in the economy, and then just employers looking differently about payrolls as they invest in productivity-enhancing technologies.
Interesting. Well, hey, Sarah, thanks so much for joining us. Sarah Foster with Bankrate with us live here on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.